we've always heard in life that if you want somebody to do something, ask a busy person. And I think, you know, I think it's great news. First of all, it's great news for Jim and Yvonne and the family. I think that's the most important thing of all out of this. Great success story. And from his own point of view, you know, I wish him the best luck.
For a man that's been involved and the angles he's taken and worked at sport and the levels he's been at, this is an opportunity, really, that he couldn't turn down.
Oh, well, that's exactly right, Oisin. I mean, there's no way you could turn an opportunity like that down. I mean, you're working with, you know, professional people, and that's what he wanted to do. And he's never had that or anything else. He's always wanted to do that there. I mean, what he's achieved with Donegal has been colossal. You know, different people say different things to you, but I think, you know, his achievement real. And I know that Dermot Desmond probably was watching that and watching out for that, and he's a successful businessman and he wants the best people. And you know, with Celtic having beaten Barcelona during the week, it's a great story, and it's a great, you know, affiliation between Donegal and Celtic as well. I think this is going to help the whole thing. It's going to maybe get more Donegal people even going over to it, and I think it's going to, you know, as a manager, it's going to take Jim to another level as well. He's going to see, you know, pick up a lot of stuff in Celtic, you know, expertise and that, you know, that's not in the amateur game he's going to see there. So listen, I think I wouldn't panic from a Donegal point of view. I think it's a great story, and I think, you know, everybody has to work, every manager in the country works a full time job, and I mean, he'll be in Celtic as fast as he'll be in Dublin, and if it's only 3 days a week, that means that Donegal's going to have more than probably They would have a full time person who's working full time, Oisin.
Yeah. And but there will be some of the GA hardcore will be doubting this move, Martin.
But listen, the GA hardcore are the exact people that say it's an amateur organisation and managers not paid, and we know that Jim McGuinness is not getting paid, and that's the situation. So every man needs a job. I mean, you know, it's no good saying I'm a GA manager and whatever I am, or a GA player, your mortgage is to be paid and everything else. And I mean, people do need, he needs a job. I mean, he was given a big, big commitment on Donegal and everything else. And look at, you know, the other thing, I suppose, about it is that, you know, the structures are all in place now. He's a very good backroom team, and we know he's a very strong number two in Rory Gallagher, who'll, you know, take the pressure off him. But I think the interesting one out of it, Oisin, is this here. I think if you're going to win maybe three Ulster titles in a row, or you're going to win a back-to-back All-Ireland, something has to be different. And the past teams have always had it the same way. And this is going to be different, definitely different. There'll be a lot of talk about this here and everything else. And maybe that might give that, you know, give us that wee push that'll make the difference next year.
Jim's learning as he goes along. He says that himself. Is there enough learning in Scotland to help him now develop and improve Donegal as well?
Yeah, the interesting one, I'll tell you, it was interesting. I was over at Reading during the year last year. My young lad was over there for a trial, and over in a state, I spent the whole week over there, and I was along with Brian McDermott for the week, and it was great, and really enjoyed it. But they came in there about 9:30, they arrived in, they started training at 10 o'clock in the morning, they're all gone at 2 o'clock. So, I mean, he's going to have more time on his hands than he ever had, because, you know, he'll have his office over there and everything else. So I think definitely he'll pick up a lot. He's going to pick up a lot. I know, you know, in the whole strength and conditioning thing, you know, and that there, and he will pick up other things, the way professionals work and everything else. And I think what he'll find out most is that maybe the Donegal County players put in a bigger effort than even the professional players do, that maybe inter-county senior players now work harder than any professional player in Scotland or England.
Finally, Martin, we're working on the positives of this. Jim McGuinness and Donegal brought GAA football to a new level in 2012. Can this bring it once again up another step?
Yeah, I think it can. I mean, you'll probably hear during the year the Donegal team are going over there to use the Celtic facilities to train, make over there regular enough, maybe see games and everything else. I just think it's going to definitely take it to a new level, and it's great. You know, the likes of, we know Dermot Desmond will be big behind it, and I know that Dermot Desmond has been watching Jim closely since he took over Donegal on the way back, and listened to his interviews first of all that he did on the Sunday game and that there, and seeing the way that he represented the players and stood up for the players and everything else. So it's gone from that there, and I think it's a great move. It's a great move for Jim, and I think it can take it to another level. It's going to be different. He's going to take new ideas and different ideas, and that's what you're going to need back with him. And as he said himself, he's always learning, Oisin. And look, I think it's a great day. It's a great day for Jim. And the most important thing out of this here is Jim and his wife Yvonne and that there. And it's great for them. And now, you know, Jim can be happy within himself, and it's hard to beat a happy person.